What's going on, guys? It's your boy Jones. And as you guys know, for the last year, I've just been focusing primarily on crypto content, right? This channel, I've made a couple videos here and there just to kind of give my random musings. That's opinions for you that may not know the definition on certain topics, on certain things, right? So I was talking to a content creator who's pretty big in the RP space. He's got a really good following. And he was telling me about what are my thoughts on this. And I was like, the Secret Service going after incels, considering them the T word? And he said, yeah, they were also talking about MGTOW in the report and the Manosphere. I said, oh. And you know what? It honestly doesn't surprise me because of the fact that no matter how the Manosphere is trying to push this now, the Manosphere has grown too big. And yes, the Manosphere has been overrun by incels. It's now an incel movement. And that's not me trying to shh on incels, because I think that there are some incels that are good guys. But when you go online and you see some of these comments about people wishing death on women and all these other weirdo type of stuff, there's a lot of incels that are big mad. And they've taken over the Manosphere. And the red pill has turned into a grift. Definitely. Because this is not, it's not based on self-improvement anymore or about being a man. Now it's based on, let's just get women, do reaction videos to TikTok, women on TikTok and bash them. Let's just bash women. And the red pill has strayed from what it's meant to be, right? And me personally, when I spoke out against it a year ago, people were calling me a simp, a blue pill. People were calling me salty. And I told you guys, this reckoning is coming. Once again, nobody listens to me, because when it comes from me, people don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. And you guys know me. I was the first guy to always talk about the issues going on in intersexual dynamics, right? But there came a point where last year it got out of hand. And I was like, yo, guys, time out. This just got out of hand. It's just got out of hand. And when I said that publicly, content creators were clapping at me with their snarky comments. You guys know who they are. The one coach that advocates tricking and sex dolls. I call him the Tricking King. Not the Tiger King, but Tricking King. Same type of clown, just different outfit, you know. And you realize that the Secret Service is watching you guys. And I'm just sitting back and I'm just laughing right now, because I told you guys a year ago this was coming. And nobody wanted to hear it from me. But once again, being a trendsetter that I am, visionary, I already see what's already happening. And here's my next prediction. And I know the Red Pill content creators are watching from the clouds, because they always watch what I do, because they know I set the trends. That's facts. Or I can expose them. Here's my next prediction. YouTube's terms of service, they're probably going to update it at the end of the year. That means that in the new terms of service, Red Pill content, Manosphere content, they're going to get that out of here. Don't believe me? Let's watch the proof.
The Secret Service released a study this week on the growing terrorism threat of the so-called incel movement. Incel is short for involuntarily celibate. Adherents call themselves anti-feminist.
They're trying to paint y'all as terrorists now. Oh, but we're changing the landscape of intersexual dynamic. No, y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all about to go to jail.
The report says followers of the incel movement blame acts of violence on an inability to form relationships with women. For more on this, I want to bring in CBS News Homeland Security and Justice reporter Nicole Skanga. So, Nicole, reading your reporting on this, these details are chilling. First of all, what are the origins of this movement and how has it evolved?
Yeah, Lane, in the late 1990s, a Canadian woman actually created this internet peer support.
Wait, Wait, hold up, stop. So a woman in the 1990s started the incel movement? That should let y'all know it was a psyop. But anyway, let's continue.
The Port Forum, it was kind of the safe place for people who wanted a relationship to seek support from others who were experiencing similar social awkwardness, mental illness, or overall disenfranchisement. But as the incel movement expanded, its membership really evolved into something a lot darker. And by 2000, young heterosexual men exhibiting more aggressive views towards women overtook this conversation. Today,
and see, this is one of the reasons why I've always said, if you're not in control of the narrative, then you can't be in control of your image. Kevin Samuels said it better than I did. I got to give him props for that. But I've always said the same thing. And what is the narrative? The narrative now is that incels are these dark people. Now, once again, let me just state this. Are there some weirdo incels out there? Of course. But let's continue, because it's about to get deep, guys. I know we just had some incel trigger that left. It's about to get deep. If you're Manosphere, you want to watch this, even if you're not an incel. Because I know, listen, my audience, high IQ. I love my audience. Why? Because my audience, we fly. Fly nerds, fly geeks, just fly dudes. We got that Chad energy in this building. We got Tyrone energy. My audience is fly. We might be, some of us might be nerds like myself. Some of us might be geeks, but we keep it fly. We're not like that tricking king on the other side of the audience. We got a fly audience on this side of YouTube. You know what I mean? See, when I talk about self-improvement, I kept that same energy from day one. Facts. But then it turned into something else. So shout out to you, Taylor. Let's continue with this.
There was a manosphere of groups like men's rights activists and men going their own way. One example, Elaine, this week, a disturbing TikTok.
Did you hear that? She said manosphere groups, men's rights activists, and men going their own way. They're talking about MGTOW. They talking about y'all terrorists. They putting y'all in the same umbrella as these incels. And I told y'all this a year ago. This is going to go left. And when people ask me, yo, why I don't do content like that, this and that, because obviously I told you my beliefs have changed for, you know, and we can get into that if you want, because once the Lord Jesus Christ exposed to me the real agenda in the Manosphere movement, that they're trying to turn y'all into booty bandits, I was like, oh, no. And then I met some of your favorite content creators, and they sold their soul for the almighty dollar for mammon. I was like, oh, but I thought this was a brotherhood. I thought this was about the message. No, it's not about the message. For 90% of your favorite red pill manosphere and content creators, their God is mammon. For those that don't understand the biblical reference, that means money. They sold their soul. They sold their soul. And I tried to tell y'all, I told y'all this a year ago, and people said I was a blue pill, I'm a simp, I'm a hater. Now they're coming after y'all. But I already told y'all this. But see, y'all don't want to hear it from me. No, nobody ever wants to hear the truth from me because people don't like me. That's fine. You ain't got to like me, but you got to like the truth. You can get on YouTube and talk all this red pill, rah, 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 women this, rah, 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 but in real life, it don't flow the same. Don't believe me? Go in a building and say, yeah, I'm a red pill guy, blah, 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 and this is what a... They're going to look at you like you crazy. They're going to look at you like you crazy. But see, because you're on YouTube and you're watching this content, it gets you hyped up. It gets you souped up. So now you're really thinking it's like that. No, it's not like that. You're not in control of your own narrative. You're not in control of your own image. So now the media can come after you and the Secret Service is looking at y'all. Y'all must be bugging. Chris Falinski says, they don't need to change the terms of use to ban RP content. All they need to do is characterize all RP content as sexist content and to ban it that way. You know what, Chris? You're right. You're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. But listen, I got a little birdie. I got a little birdie that's well connected in YouTube. Because even though my channel, you know, my main channel is dead, it's gone. And now I'm focused on crypto. I'm still plugged in. One of the best things that I've ever did in YouTube is build connections. I build relationships. You know what I mean? Even though a lot of the relationships now unbeknownst to me, were fake. Because a lot of your favorite Red Pill content creators, they only fuck with you when you're popping. If you're not popping, they won't even touch you. But now I'm telling you what's about to happen next. And I know, Chris, your favorite Red Pill content creators, they're watching me right now. Or they'll be watching the playback because they watch anything I do because I'm a trendsetter. That's facts. And I don't say that to gas myself. I say that because I can see things happening before they happen. I'm a visionary. That's facts. TaylorMade Man says, most MGTOWs are raging incels. Yeah, I mean, I try to tell you guys this. When the Tricking King told you guys to get that men should have a right to have sex dolls, nobody said anything. And then I realized this space was getting goofy. Like, we're advocating for sex dolls? Shouldn't we be advocating for men improving and being happy to get the women that they want? And not just for the sake of women, but just to be happy. No. We're going to advocate tricking and sex dolls. And then they lied to y'all and they said, we get 8s, 9s, and 10s. And then they rebranded their channel and they posted up with 4s and 5s. But yet, I'm the hater. Once again, I was trying to tell you guys a year ago, it's nothing but fraudulent activity. And when I said it to you guys, oh, I'm a hater, I'm a blue pill, I'm a simp. So you know what? I left all of y'all alone. I did my own thing. Crypto. I'm still doing crypto. But you know what? When the content creator hit me up on the jack, that's slang for phone for you young cats, and I seen this video, I was like, oh, I got to talk about this. I got to talk about this. I got to talk about this.
In young heterosexual men exhibiting more aggressive views towards women overtook this conversation. Today, there's a manosphere of groups like men's rights activists and men going their own way. One example, Elaine, this week, a disturbing TikTok trend.
You hear that? Men's rights activists and men going their own way. Manosphere. They talking about y'all. I'm not manosphere. Fuck the manosphere. You know how I feel. And if you don't know how I feel, then you should. Because they're a bunch of clowns. I told you guys this a year ago. Your content creators are leading you off a cliff. I told y'all that a year ago. And people say, oh, you're mad. You're bitter. You're mad. Blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like, how stupid can you be? Now, my audience, I will say most of them are high IQ. But even some people in my audience, I've seen them on other channels, and I'm like, damn. I warned you guys a year ago. I told y'all what was going to happen. Once again, trendsetter. Always seeing the vision. The manosphere, the Secret Service is watching y'all content. And y'all think this is a game. Now, some of you guys, like Sun King, you know, you got an avatar. They may not know who you are, but if you're a content creator, they got a file on you guys. That's a fact. That's a fact. They just said MGTOW, manosphere. They putting y'all under the incel umbrella. Did I stutter? Let's roll this back.
This and men going their own way. One example, Elaine, this week, a disturbing TikTok trend. Women overtook this conversation. Today, there's a manosphere of groups like men's rights activists and men going their own way. One example, Elaine, this week, a disturbing TikTok trend has boys and men joking about killing their romantic dates. We found dozens of eerie videos set to pop music.
See? And I couldn't rock with that. Now, my audience, like I said, my audience love you guys, high IQ, fly guys. But the manosphere is not what it was. When I was in the manosphere from 2015, and I'm talking about YouTube, 2015 to 2021. It's like weird. I think when the pandemic happened, the manosphere just changed. People lost their minds. Myself included at one point with that whole Janae situation, right? And when I say lost their minds, it's like the content just went left. Did you notice how the content, once the pandemic hit, it just kind of went left? It just got more aggressive, right? Now, we know that recently, Andrew Tate, he just got banned from all major social media platforms, including from payment platforms. See, you can talk MGTOW all you want about, oh, well, we're just going to leave. And then women are, we're just going to leave. And then we're going to let it burn. They don't care. They want you to leave. they want you to leave. That's why they got the Secret Service now on your ass. They don't care about y'all. And when I said that, oh, you're delusional. You're mad. No, I'm not. I live in the real world. I'm outside. You know what the funniest moments to me are, Doug? When I'm at a spot and I run into like a manish for your cat or somebody that used to watch me. I remember one guy at the bar here, like the last dude I met, I was at the bar with my boy, right? Because you know, I'm 5'11 and a half, but I'm 6 feet with my shoes on. My boy is 6'3. So we're some big black men, right? So ain't anybody just gonna run up on us like that, right? I'm not saying I'm a gangster or nothing. I'm just saying ain't nobody just gonna run up. That's all I'm saying. And this dude is like, oh my God, bro, are you Solo TV 84? Like, man, what's your beef with the Tricking King? He asked me that. He really did. Because a lot of you guys love that guy. But anybody, and you're not, and he stole my whole style. But that's another story, another video. But the Tricking King, who advocates tricking and sex dolls while he's smoking his cigar on his stream, talking all this boss shit. Oh, you know, I found this new Ling Ling at the community college. Where'd you get that Ling Ling from? You stole that from Xanadol's clutch. Where'd you get the pod from? You stole that from us. You know what I mean? That's facts. I'm telling you, man. Xanadol's clutch is one of the most stolen content creators, too. Because he came up with that Ling Ling talk. But now, the Secret Service is watching the content. And notice how now they're trying to rebrand. Now it's talking about how all women are thoughts, this and that. Now they talk about how the relationship. They sold y'all out. I told y'all, it's a grift now. It's about the money. See, when I said that, oh, I'm a hater, blah, blah, blah. And me personally, I told you guys why I don't support that content anymore because my beliefs have changed. But now the Secret Service is watching you and they got a file. They got a file on every one of y'all. Let's keep going. They probably got a file on me too. Wouldn't shock me.
Some on accounts with tens of thousands of dedicated views. I should note that CBS News has reached out to TikTok for more information.
Really disturbing to hear those details. As I said, Nicole, since 2014, attacks inspired by the incel movement have left dozens dead in the U.S. and Canada. What did the report reveal about the common thread among followers of this ideology?
Yeah, Lane, the 26-page report by Secret Service took a deep dive into red flags predating a massacre at a hot yoga studio in Tallahassee, Florida that left two people dead, four injured back in 2018. Before taking his own life, the attacker was fired from multiple teaching jobs, barred from apartment.
So now, I see you, Clutch. Clutch is in the building. What up, Clutch? Yeah, Clutch, he stole a lot from you. The Tricking King, oh yeah, he did steal the community from Xanadol's clutch as well. I mean, the Tricking King steals from everybody. You guys would be shocked how many content creators have called me behind the scenes. Oh, the Tricking King is stealing it. I'm like, that's what he does. He's klepto. He can't help it because he's not original. There's no original bone in him. His cadence stole from Angry Man, his whole setup, his whole stole my cadence, stole everything. I mean, I will give him this, though. For a guy who steals, he's good at putting it together. That's why he got y'all fooled with the Febreze. You know? But that's what I'm saying, man. I will say this. Yeah, Ty. But remember, he said he got 8s, 9s, and 10s. I keep telling y'all, man. And people say, well, why did you chip up? I told you guys, once I met some of these guys and I talked to them behind the scenes, I realized this was just all a grift. And that's why I came out so strong, because I'm not going to lie to my audience. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I told you guys, this is WWE. And make no mistake, Andrew Tate is not the first guy that they did this to. It's crazy now, because I've been paying attention for the last couple months here and there. And then I noticed two things happening. Like, the revisionist history that is happening in that space is crazy. It is crazy. You know, and I'm kind of glad that I'm a nobody in that space. I don't want to be associated with no clowns or associated with anybody that the Secret Service is looking at. Because I don't promote sex dolls and tricking. Never have, never will. Right? But you look at this, and then I realize, guys, you know I haven't made that type of content for over a year. I promise you guys this. Have you ever noticed that when you watch the content, you get mad and angry? You know why that is? Because it's always negative. There's no thing that uplifts men. It's always about women are this, women are that, and it's the end of the world. That's depressing. That's why Black Pill came out so strong, because everybody is like, yo, there's no hope. That's why Black Pill came so strong and is now, you know, you see all these people like Incel Maddox and all of those channels blowing up. Because basically what the RP is promoting Black Pill. That's what it is. There's no hope. That's why they never have any solutions outside of sex dolls and tricking. So you might as well then just leap all in. Nah, bruh. No. And now they got a 26-page report on y'all. And you don't think that they watching you? And see, content creators, they know what's going on. Because I've talked to a few of them behind the scenes. They're like, yeah, man, I'm just going to ride it till the wheels fall off, man. What that means? That means they're going to keep running up the bag until they can't run up no more. Because they don't even believe in the message. As I said to you guys before, would you see the Tricking King march for men's rights? No, he'll march for sex doll rights first before he does that. Mr. 8s, 9s, and 10s, would he be at the picket line? No, they're not about making any changes. It's not about that. It's just about running up the bag. But now, while you were running up the bag, your audience really thinks that you really with the shit when you're not. You're just entertainment at best. Because you don't even live your message. 8s, 9s, and 10s, but you posted up with a 5. Tricking King. Talking about you, Midtown. No, you're a free agent. No, you still part of that incel umbrella. They got you, dog. They got the dossier on you, dog. Oh, let's keep going.
Buildings, and he once authored an 81-page revenge fantasy about a boy turned serial killer. He was arrested 3 times for incidents of groping women in public, and his roommates called him Ted Bundy. His parents reported removing him from his niece's birthday party after he touched young girls. On the day of the shooting itself, he wrote in a final note that read in part, "If I can't find one decent female to live with, I will find many indecent females to die with." Authorities found that he had called the yoga studio beforehand. So while Secret Service says there's no one profile for these kinds of extremists, it's urging investigators to consider.
This is what the manosphere has turned into? An incel jihad movement? That's so sick. Oh my gosh. The manosphere done turned into an incel jihad movement. So because y'all can't get the peace leave, y'all gonna kill the peace leave and die with him. And then you hope that you'll have 70 virgins in heaven. What? And you guys wonder why I look at y'all like y'all clowns and I talk so disrespectful, because it's turned into a clown show. The Secret Service is watching y'all now. And I warned y'all a year ago, nobody wants to listen. Content creators told me to shut up, this and that. But y'all gonna keep going until y'all can't go no more. I always wonder sometimes, like, how does it have feel waking up every day knowing that you're a fraud? Like, I guess you have to, like, lie to yourself. I just couldn't do, like, the cognitive dissonance must be mind-blowing. Oh, women are like that. Well, you like that too. It's crazy. And the audience, y'all really believe these dudes be about it. And I feel bad for y'all because they lied to y'all. But you know what? Like Kevin said, it's all about the image. Y'all fell for the image. And once you go beyond the image, there's no substance. It's hollow. There's nothing there. You guys fell for the image of these RP dudes. Are these guys going to stand on that message when the Secret Service knock, knock at their door? I don't think so. You going to see the blue pill come out of these niggas faster than the prostitute running away from the church. Make no mistake.
Patterns of behavior and potential targets, since suspects often test the waters before staging an attack.
So, Nicole, if that's the case, what can communities do to help detect and thwart some of these tragedies?
Yeah, four words, behavioral threat assessment programs. This is see something, say something, kicked up a notch. These programs can be developed in workplaces, college campuses, local communities. Most programs rely on the public and they are designed to detect and report early signs of a potentially dangerous person or situation. Elaine, they're not.
And you know what? They called me a simp because I told guys, hey, go outside, hit the gym. Talk to women. No, we're not going to talk to women. That's simping. It's sad, bro. It is sad. But once again, the Secret Service come knocking on my door. I'm snitching on everybody. Make no mistake. You damn right. I know who, what, where. Yes, I'm snitching. No doubt about it. Because I don't owe loyalty to none of these cats. Because when I help these dudes out behind the scenes and in front of the scene, when I came out, they shitted on me. So yeah, the Secret Service comes. I know who, what, where, and when. Yeah, I'm snitching. Damn right. Facts.
Punitive, meaning they're intended to support those in distress before things escalate. Bottom line, if a person receives help sooner rather than later, they may be less likely to cause harm to themselves or others.
It is an eye-opening report. Nicole Skangen. Nicole, thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.
Well, guys, so that's the video right there. You know, Steve said we just need to be men. I mean, don't get me started on him, please. Don't. I'm hearing that there's trouble in paradise, so that I'll leave it at that. I'm hearing that there's trouble at paradise, Steve. That's all I got to say. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you guys this, man. The Manosphere is done. It's finished. Andrew Tate was the last line of defense. And then what happened? They got him out of here. It's just kind of like, at the end of the day, I've said it before. You're not going to have any power unless you change things politically or you have your own infrastructure. People didn't want to hear that. It boggles my mind how men have gotten so soft. Like, and that's how I realized it was a grift. When it was time for a call to action, nope, we're just going to keep making YouTube videos and running up the bag and super chats. Now the super chats have dried up. Even Jessica X ain't live no more. Melanie King took her spot. You feel me? But at the end of the day, make no mistake, guys. They're watching these content creators. And me personally, I'm gonna keep laughing at these guys and roasting them because I know the truth. 90% of them are frauds. They don't live what they talk about. They're the biggest tricks and simps. Me, I don't subscribe to red pill ideology because once COVID happened, I went through so much shit in the last 2 years. If I told you guys half of it, you wouldn't believe me. These women are giving out coochie left and right. But yet y'all struggle because they're putting y'all under an incel umbrella. They've turned y'all into an incel movement. And then when you start to look in the comments and the content, how the content has just turned like sell. And this is when I realized it turned into an incel movement when I would talk about money and crypto. Nobody cared about that. Nobody cared about when I talked about, hey, guys, my motivational videos. Go out and get it. Hit one if you saw my motivational video. More than one. We probably won't even get one person because when I made my motivational videos on how to live life, your mindset, nobody watched that. When I talked about crypto, how to get that money, nobody watched that. But when I went in on these women, oh man, everybody loved that. And then I realized what it was. I was in denial, I guess. And see, I got to keep it real. The black pill is true. A lot of y'all are coping right now. A lot of y'all are coping. But the black pill is coping too. You know what I mean? Ironically, STD will likely survive this culling of red pill content like a cockroach. Well, it's funny you mentioned STDs, Clutch, because I read a recent report that said STDs are getting back high again. So clearly, somebody's getting some, you know? But this whole red pill, black pill, it's just going to get you hemmed up. It's going to get you clapped up in real life. What you should be focused on as a man is being the best version of you. It's very simple. But see, it's been overcomplicated. It's all about doing this and doing that. Just be the best version of you, man. Just be. And I know it sounds like, oh, I don't want to be the best version, because a lot of y'all are soft. Y'all don't want to put in the work. So if you want to do something else, yeah, get a passport. Be a passport, bro. But a lot of y'all, listen, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. A lot of y'all ain't never going to be high value men, right? I got to keep it real. Because now the bar's going to be moving. Because right now, the way this economy is, 100,000 in 2-3 years from now, it's not going to be enough. You're going to need like 1 million. And that's annually. Because of the fact that the housing markets, I foresee the housing markets in the next 6 to 8 months, it's going to go through the roof. And people won't be able to afford their houses. So to get a house that would usually cost you $250, now that house would cost you maybe $750. Apartments are already going through the roof. So this high-value man bar is going to move. Now it's going to go from 100K to 1 million. And a lot of people are just not going to make it. Let's just keep it real. Now, if you watch my channel and you've been following my plays, listen, I've been giving y'all the solution. Get into digital assets. Get into gold and silver. When the stock market crashes, get into that too. I've been giving you guys the solution now for the last 5 years. But this whole goofy stuff, it's going to end bad for these guys. And I warned these guys privately. Then I warned you guys publicly. This is the last warning. I mean, after this, I can just pray for you guys. I really, that's the only thing I can do is pray for you guys. Because now they've put the Manosphere, MGTOW, men's rights under the incel umbrella. They look at you guys as incels. Even if you're not an incel and you subscribe to Manospherian beliefs or red pill beliefs, they don't care. They've still put you under that umbrella. I'm not saying that. They're saying that. So if you are, well, I'm a Manosphere guy, but you're not an incel, don't even say you're a Manosphere guy no more. That's why I always said I'm my own man. But at the end of the day, your favorite content creators can twist this all they want and say, oh, they're just bluffing. Listen, I wouldn't bluff with the government. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't bluff. They got a report. They're watching y'all. But once again, your content creators are going to make it seem like it's not like that. I'm telling you guys the truth. The chickens have come home to roost. And if you hear the urgency in my voice, I'm telling you guys, the red pill is just going to get you hemmed up. Black, it's all the Manosphere stuff is going to get you hemmed up. The only answer, if you really want to answer, when you're ready for that conversation, is Jesus Christ. But you guys are not ready for that conversation. So until then, it's my cue to leave. The economy's about to crash. Like I said, let me repeat the last part. Housing in the next 6 to 10 months is going to go through the roof. And what are you guys going to do on YouTube? Complain now that women want a guy that makes $1 million because you won't be able to get a house for less than $750? And if you live in Cali, you probably won't even get a house for less than $1.5 million. And that's $1 million. You're going to complain that women now are looking for men that have their own place, apartment, and you still at your mama house? You need to be worried about stepping up your life, making sure you have enough provision. You got food and water. You got gold and silver. You got assets. Because when the bank crash happens, which I think may happen within the next 12 to 36 months, are you going to have something to barter with? But see, you're not going to hear that from your favorite content creators because they're just going to keep doing TikTok reactions. Yay! Because that's what you guys want. While the rest of the world is burning, y'all sitting in the basement looking at TikTok reactions. Passport Bros, I salute them. If you see, they on their shit because they understand that, yo, if I want to get to another level, I got to travel. I respect that. I don't respect the tricking. And I'm not saying all Passport Bros trick, but they at least understand the steps that, hey, if I'm not happy with the women in my area, I got to travel. So they're willing to put in the work. But a lot of y'all ain't willing to put in the work. And y'all just going to keep watching your favorite content creators until y'all get clapped up with them. Secret Service in the building. Anyway, guys, that's it for me. My time is done. Let's see what Clutch says here before I leave. If they put SYSBM under that umbrella next, I might have to hang it up just by proxy. Bro, I mean, SYSBM, aren't they technically under the Manosphere umbrella? I mean, like I said, bro, it wouldn't shock me if SYSBM is on it. Well, SYSBM might not be because SYSBM, y'all hate black women. So they're going to be like, okay, we don't care about those guys. You know what I'm saying? They might say that. Julio Don says, one of my friends is a simp. He got tattoos so a girl he likes can look at his tats. I mean, listen, bro. It's just the weirdo generation, bro. It's just so weird, bro. Like I said, guys, when you stay, like, I challenge you, just stop watching Red Pill content for 1 week. And I promise you guys, you'll notice you'll be much happier, your psyche. Because the focus now about women is so redundant and so much about women. Don't cohabitate with women. Don't wife up a thought. She's for the street. It's the same thing. It's just they're recycling content over and over again. Like, take a week off. I promise you guys. I've taken a year off, and I feel so much better. The only thing that sucks right now is the markets are down. I'm not going to cap. But take a week off from watching Red Pill female nature content. That Red Pill rage that y'all, some of y'all feel, it'll go away. Because there's like a spirit behind it. I really believe that. You just take 1 week off watching that content and you tell me how your psyche is after that 1 week. I challenge you. I bet you most won't even, like, some of you guys are so addicted that you watch 8 to 12 hours of Red Pill content. If you were honest and looked at your phone, you're like, damn, he's right. Like, every time there's a notification, I'm watching 8 to 12 hours a day. But you're never outside. Your situation ain't changed. Oh, it's this woman's fault. It's that one's fault. But you still live at your mama house. Anyway, man, let me stop before they say, oh, you're shit. You're blue pill. Now, this is the Secret Service coming after the Manosphere is the most red pill thing I ever said, nigga. Facts. And I showed you receipts. Don't talk to me about blue pill and being a simp, nothing like that. They got a dossier on y'all. I told you guys, leave this shit alone. Let's focus. Let's get back to something more balanced. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. So I'll be in the cut. I'll be watching to see how they spin this. But it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And like I said, if the Secret Service knocks on my door, I'm snitching on everybody. I'm snitching on all your favorite Red Pill content creators. That's facts. I've been busy watching channels and learning options, training. Shout out to Eric's, Williams, and Diamond Dave. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Peace to you, man. All right, guys. Well, I'm out. God bless you. God bless America. God bless the world. Peace.